MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Resources have progressed on the Gale Fire, which sits at having burned 238 acres with 10% containment, about 2 miles west of Mayhill and north of Highway 82. Crews have been constructing and enhancing line and working on interior hotspots. Communities were placed back to set status from go. On Thursday and into Friday, crews will work on securing hotspots in anticipation of raising containment by the end of the day's operational shift. The fire was discovered at 3:21 p.m. on Tuesday, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. On Tuesday, the New Mexico State Capitol's Rotunda became the epicenter for a contentious confrontation during a pro-Palestinian rally. The event took a confrontational turn after state representatives with Jewish heritage, Stephanie Lord of Sandia Park and John Block of Alamogordo, passed through the Rotunda and protesters got violent. Demonstrators surrounded the representatives, prompting security personnel and New Mexico State police officers to intervene. It included one woman who attempted to lay hands on Representative Lord, while two other aggressors violently screamed at the two representatives. Senator Craig Brandt of Rio Rancho highlighted the fear experienced by Jewish employees at the roundhouse, stating, "We have employees who are Jewish who were hiding down here on the first floor because they were afraid to go to the second floor." New Mexico State Police spokesperson Wilson Silver confirmed that an attendee, Elliot Sean Vigil, was removed for trespassing and subsequently arrested for violating the order not to return. State courts can order fines for contempt payable to a third party, such as the New Mexico State Bar Foundation. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday. In a unanimous decision, the court concluded that it is permissible for a district court to order Alan Mostis, a Taos attorney, to pay $1,000 contempt fine to the State Bar Foundation, which performs public service and educational work to promote access to civil legal services. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.